Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Hello and welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Life Class. I'm Christy Bemis, your host and author of the book, Ignite Your Life. It's all about living your passion and your purpose. As a psychotherapist and a sex educator and relationship coach, I hope this podcast is supportive to you and for your coupling in whatever partnership you are currently existing in or on your own. I also want you to check out my YouTube channel at Authentic AF, which highlights guests talking about authenticity and overcoming their obstacles in life. And you just need to go on YouTube and search Hot Pink University, Y-O University. You can also find me at www.hotpinkyou.com or on Facebook at Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis. You'll always be inspired to reignite your life with passion, purpose, and play. Today, I'm excited to be talking about the topic of someday, and what this episode will be for you is just a small golden nugget to take away, a little bit of time on yourself to ponder your own version of someday. And I actually really just came up with this episode yesterday. More so on Tuesday and then kind of chewing on it on yesterday. I have a daily journaling practice that I do. And so I was kind of pondering on a session that I had with a client the day before and a comment that she made. And that's kind of what launched the creation of this particular life class. So grab a journal and grab a pen and let's dive into the topic around someday. So during my session with a client this past week, she said that we were working on the four quadrants of control, which is my model around what you have control over and what you don't have control over. And we were talking about, the premise of self-care. And we were really emphasizing the premise of, like, what do you dream of? You know, it was a woman who was in retirement now, just recently retired, and, what was she dreaming into and doing a lot of, like, care of her mom. And one of the comments she made is she'll have peace when her mother passes, and not in a callous way of, I can't wait for my mom to die, but more of, like, that what many of us midlife women are experiencing with caretaking of maybe our adult children as they're growing up, as well as feeling pulled and caring for, you know, our parents as they're aging. And so it was not a callous, hopefulness of her mother passing, but more of seeing her primary focus of energy and time as being on her mom and not on herself and her own person and her own dreams, desires, and caretaking. So it was a super interesting comment, and that's kind of what launched this program. How many of you out there are shackled by the word someday and how we use it often as women? I've spoke on this many, many times before. How we use this often as women is when my kids get to a certain age, then I'll do this X, Y, Z, whatever the dream desire is. It might be shifting your job. It might be shifting your relationship in some way. It might be going on that, cruise with your girlfriends. It might be taking that trip around the world or volunteering. And oftentimes we shackle ourselves to someday, and it's shackled to an external control. So the aging of our kids, the independence of our parents and, how much care we have to provide for them. And so we are often shackled to live our dreams off to the side and caretake because women are definitely wired to be natural caretakers, and holding back from something that would bring us greater fulfillment. And so when this woman said that I will have peace when my mother dies, you know, I kind of had to cry for her the next day as I was doing my journaling, and to kind of hold, to kind of consider like how she was holding her life and living less than, just felt really tragic for me. And I think a lot of women do this, so you might be able to relate to this. And I imagine if you're listening to this episode, you are relating to this. How can we find peace regardless of the external set of circumstances, right? And how can you find peace amidst the current chaos of your life? And how can you move forward with your dreams? Perfect circumstances, things aren't lining up. And so we put and we hold our dreams off to the side. And the realities are this. There are, you know, tomorrow's not promised for us. And how can we make our someday, in whatever form it needs to take, happen today? I wanted to share a couple stories with you around someday and the concept around someday in my own life. In 2010, I really desired to take a trip with a group of people I've been following for quite a while. The reason I desired it is, one, I was turning 40, and two, I finally had some money after my dad passed with some inheritance money, and so I really wanted to begin traveling with it. I had really put travel on hold as a mom. And so in 2010, my daughter would have been 7 at the time, and my son would have been 13, 14. I made a decision to join this trip to go to Vietnam. And it was a very hard decision because, one, Vietnam, you know, I had all these images in my mind around what Vietnam would be and my own personal safety, my own personal sense of safety, and all the things that go with travel, right? And two, I really felt the tug and pull. You know, when I would describe what I was doing to other moms, I was going on a volunteer trip. We were going to be volunteering at different orphanages and schools and different things like that. When I would explain it to moms, you know, like in my daughter's group, their eyes would get really big. And how can you leave Maya for that long and be that far away from her? And there was this feeling of like immediate shame in that, and the shame of like, oh, they're right. Like what kind of mother does this, right? And then when I got back from the trip, I remember going to a hockey party. It was, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I remember going to the hockey party and walking into a room and having everything get really quiet because I had just gotten back from Vietnam and I had missed probably half of like a hockey tournament the one of the weekends that I was gone. And there was some judgment in the room. It was just sitting in the room like this big fat elephant, you know. And I remember one woman asking me, like, how was your trip? And the other women kind of giving each other the side-eye glances. And as I was describing my trip, I just felt like the overwhelming feeling of judgment from other moms that this was not what moms do of kids this age. And you missed how many hockey games? And even one mom said, oh, my gosh, I could never miss a hockey game of my son's, you know. And another mom said, oh, I could never be that far away from my kids. That would be awful. And I'm going to wait till my kids are older. And so there was this oozingness of like judgment in the room that day. And here's the thing. That trip for me was life-changing. And yes, I missed 2 weeks with my kids. I missed a couple hockey games. And in the moment, those things may have mattered, but years from now, those things mattered least. The impact that trip had in my life was absolutely life-changing. And so if I would have waited for someday, way older, and, you know, there was a lot of, like, things I could experience, swimming at China Beach and all these kinds of things that in my 40-year-old body was, like, right there and available to me. And what I brought back for my relationships was huge. The shift that I made and like how I attended to communication and how I, you know, manage relationships. And so waiting for someday is not always the best thing. And it can really impede our own growth in our life, and it can really take away from the beauty that this one life has to offer. And just because we became moms, and just because we became wives, and just because we are daughters, doesn't mean that there's a put on hold of our life. We, in the essence of it, we are still women. So I want to give you some key tools and things to think about when you are busting through and thinking about your own someday intentions. One is, what I notice about people that think in terms of someday is that there's commonalities with them. The first one is that there's a lot of black and white thinking, and you can maybe recognize this in yourself, all or nothing. And so, for example, the woman that said, I'll find peace someday, what if she hired a home health care for 1 week and just took a vacation for herself, or like a staycation at home and just took care of her own life? It doesn't have to be all or nothing, like when I don't have to care for my mother anymore. And frankly, our moms, most of our moms, I would think, would want us to be living our lives, would not want to be a burden to us, right? I know that's true for me. And my experience with my kids and what I want in my relationship with them, I don't want to be a burden. I want them to live their life fully. For me, in 2018, I wanted to follow and pursue my dream of, like, continuing on with Hot Pink University, teaching courses, speaking, coaching with women. And I went down to 80% at work. And so you don't have to, if your dream is to operate a business or work a business or coaching business or an entrepreneurial endeavor, right? You don't have to do the all or nothing. Like, I have to leave my job and go down to zero income. Instead, I went in and talked to my employer and said, can I go down to 80% and did my side hustle on the job better because I had one full day a week that I could really dedicate to that piece of my life. And so what if you modulated your thinking and instead of all or nothing, black and white, this or that, it was a piece of this and a piece of that, right? What if your kids stayed with friends while you traveled? For me, what traveling did was brought my daughter into relationship with her dad closer because they had to, like, kind of rely on each other whenever I was gone. And for me, you know, the other piece that it brought up for my son is, he stayed with his dad and then also had time with his grandparents. And so when we create space for ourselves, our kids actually form other connections with other important, loving people. And that's super important too. And so the first key to breaking down the barriers of someday and the thinking and the myth of someday is that get out of black and white thinking and think outside of the box a little bit. Instead of it's all or nothing, what piece of it can you have for yourself? Number two, the common thing I see with people that think in terms of someday is that they're really fear-based and that there's someday when the kids are older or my parents are, like, independent or in an assisted living or something like that, or I have X amount of money in my bank account, is that it really becomes an excuse for other fears, like the fear of travel or the fear of, like, what if? And what if the worst were to happen? How can you reframe that? What if the best occurred, actually? What if, what are some of your fears, and how long would it take you to bounce back if that fear did occur in your life? And so what I find is a lot of people that think in terms of someday live from a very fear-based place, and that the someday is really potentially an excuse, or like gives an excuse for not moving forward on something you strongly and deeply desire. Yeah. Number three is the key to breaking through someday is, generally speaking, people that think in terms of someday, a common theme I notice is that their self-talk to themselves is really bullying, that they're not their friend, they're their worst enemy. And that when we can incorporate self-compassion for ourselves, it can really lead to a more internal compass of control versus external. I could have walked into that room of hockey moms and felt deep shame. What I didn't is I felt deep empathy and compassion for them, that they were living from fear, or that they felt like in order to be a good mom, I have to make every single hockey game, or I can't possibly be further than, you know, 50 miles from my child. And so what the internal locus of control or compass of control does for me, and that I believe I am a good person and I believe that I make good decisions for myself, is that judgment and communication like that of others, which tends to hold a lot of women back, for me actually bounces off a bit. It's a work in progress. I'm always working at this piece for me. It's a big theme in my life around who is the people that I'm, you know, who are the people that I'm thinking are judging me and what do they mean in my life. And so I want you to think about that. How can you grow your self-compassion, which will then increase this internal compass of control that no matter what other people's opinions are of you, it doesn't mean that they're your fact. And the next one is what I see people do that are someday thinkers is they're trying to control every possible angle, and they're trying to think of the next 100 steps towards, you know, avoiding the worst case scenario. And here's the thing. We don't, lots of things can shift and lots of things can change. And when I went down to 80% at work, you know, a lot of things shifted. There were aspects of my job I really enjoyed and liked. And so I stayed on even a couple months beyond what I thought I was going to really stay because I was really loving it. I didn't need to know and have everything line up perfectly to leave my job and jump into my next lineup. And so if you can focus on your next step or the next 3 steps, it is so less overwhelming than focusing on the next 100 steps. I was just working with a woman last night who was needing to really confront her partner on some behaviors that were really dangerous to their relationship and made her feel unsafe in their relationship. And she started talking and doing what we as a lot of women do, which is, but then what about this? And what about an apartment? What if I have to move out? And what if I do this? And what if I, and then what I stopped her and said is the next step is just having a conversation. That's it. That's it. Let's see how that goes. And like, let's take a breath after that. And then the next step might be setting some boundaries. And the next step might be bringing him to therapy with you. And the next step might be him going to therapy himself. And the next step might be you needing to take a separation and taking on a place of your own. But let's be in here today. Let's be in here in this moment, which is the next step is digging into a deeper dive conversation. What if you just focused on your next best step and didn't get into overwhelm with the next 100 to live your dreams and your desires today and not someday? The other thing I want to leave you with in this little 20-minute nugget of Ignite Your Life class is, what if you put yourself first for once? Our pleasure is often on hold, and I speak about this topic a lot, and in my wisdom cards for wisdom, I have a whole card on it, pleasure is your birthright. What if our pleasure is a need, a necessity, and not a luxury? What if our pleasure was actually a priority and drove the bus? And so when you put your pleasure, your dreams, and your desires first, the relationships in our life benefit. And your pleasure absolutely is a necessity and cannot wait for someday to occur. I see people way too often talk about someday and being in caretaking overload. How can you find peace within the chaos? I just had a conversation this morning with a client who was talking about how she has to you know, get some paperwork done with her daughter, and it was becoming overwhelming, and how she needed to drive her daughter into the city because she had to do X, Y, and Z, and then how she had to do then jump into like some caretaking aspects. And here's the thing. I have in my life almost the exact same thing on my plate. I have to get some paperwork for my daughter. There are some things I need to do regarding getting like a new vehicle for her that's going to cost like some money. There are some things I have to do with my aging parents this week that, you know, can feel stressful. Here's the thing, almost the exact same experience I was having, my client was having, and yet we were having a very different experience in our bodies. How can you be a personal advocate for your self-care and your dreams, just like you are a strong advocate for the other people in your life? And that's what I want to leave you with, is you need to be an advocate for your someday dreams and desires. And what is one small step? I would love to support you in that. If you want to jump on a discovery call together, I always leave those 30 minutes of private time that you and I have together for free. I leave those 30 minutes with you having a very clear plan on your next step. And I also leave you with some options for support. There's lots of support out there. Me personally, I have support through my own coaching. I give support through my women's talking circles every month that you can join once in the year, an annual membership to that. I also have lots of courses online that I'm launching every single month, something new. And so take advantage of the support that's out there, not just with me, but other really amazing people that are out there. Thanks for joining me today. It's been another great 20-ish plus minutes of inspiration and knowledge. I hope you got something about this. What is your next best step? Find your Sunday. Dream into your desires. Join me at www.hotpinkyou.com. I always have lots of great offerings, including my newest edition, which is my Wednesday Wisdom. I share with you some writings around my 50 wisdom cards for women. And also weekly on Fridays, I give a 5 for Friday, which are filled with resources and free supports for you. Thanks for joining me today, and have a great rest of your day. Don't hold off for someday what you can absolutely do today.